Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Excellent Podcast episode. I don't know. Look at the title. Look, I'm working on a video currently. Since I know nobody's going to watch this, it's not going to be like, oh my God, spoiler, right? I'm working on a video right now, and it is going to be a revision to a video I made a year ago called Money is Everything. I made it in the snow, and it just started snowing out here, so I thought perfect timing, you know what I'm saying? A lot has changed since I made that video. I just watched like 10 seconds of it. I really couldn't because it's so fucking cringe. But I started off by saying money is everything. I know that's a freshman way of thinking, but I just want to make art. And then I stop right there because it's so fucking cringe, right? I think I'm going to watch it. I'm going to finish it. But so far, I'm writing down points on what I said back then, and I'm going to negate every single one of them and just fucking rag on myself. Because, yeah, I was a freshman back then. That was a freshman way of thinking. Times has changed, and I think now money doesn't matter. It's not everything. It's not everything. I always thought it was so hypocritical for the rich people to be like, you know, yeah, money's not even all that. But, like, yeah, they have money. Of course they can say that shit, right? But, bro, over the course of the year, I did so fucking much. I made that last video, and hold on, I got it. It's in my, hold on, let me see how long. I made that fucking video 10 months ago in January, nigga. Sorry. I made that shit in January, right? Bro, back then, like, look, this video has 100 views. That was, like, the best I've ever done at that time. That was fire to me. One nigga commented, and it was my friend, and I got 4 fucking likes on that shit, bro. 4 likes! Like, don't let me look up what I'm doing. Don't let me look up the numbers now, bro. You want me to? All right, I'm gonna look it up since you want it so bad. I'm gonna look it up. See, now, just a day ago, I ain't even doing all that. Like, compared to the last one, I'm doing horrible, right? You feel me? It's a 6 out of 10 type shit. But 16 likes. 16 likes, 12 comments. And niggas actually saying things in the comments other than just, great video, you know what I'm saying? Like, they actually talking about it. And I literally just gained, like, 10 fucking subscribers in the last 2 days just from that video, my nigga. But, like, I'm not trying to flex on y'all niggas. Look, I'm saying that in the past 10 months, a lot has went through my mind. I have learned a lot. I have seen a lot. I have worked a fuck ton, my nigga. I have worked a lot. I'm tired. I'm going through fucking energy drink withdrawals right now, bro. I can barely get out of bed because I'm so tired, but I don't think I'm tired, but I am. But I know. I don't know if I'm, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm tired or not. I just know that I've been drinking energy drinks the past fucking week trying to get this video done, and it's finally done, and now I can't get out of bed. Even though I'm sleeping at great times, I'm doing great with my, I'm not staying up anymore, but I'm just tired as fuck right now. But look, I've been on the grind, is what I'm trying to say. And a lot has happened in the 10 months. I've been on the grind for 10 months now. And I gotta say, I hope y'all didn't hear that shit. I gotta say that I'm happy. That's it. I've had fun. I'm happy, my nigga. I'm happy. That's happiness. That is happiness, bro. I've learned about nihilism. I've learned about capitalist realism. And I've learned about existentialism. A little bit of absurdism, but those three in particular. And I learned about Kurt Cobain's life. I watched Jeffrey Dahmer and his shit. I learned about Gigi Allen's life. Like, them niggas, the money wasn't for them. It wasn't, like, they didn't get no fuck about the money. Gigi Allen had no money. That nigga was underground since he was underground forever. He was always underground. Yeah, he appeared on Oprah sometimes, but, like, he was always underground. Even when he gets up there, even when people start learning about him, more niggas don't see him and be like, oh, wow, I want to go. No, he was on Oprah, nigga. Who watches Oprah? A bunch of parents. They see that shit and be like, oh, yeah, you're definitely never going to that nigga's shit. I'm going to be on the watch for him. You're not going to his shows. I'm not buying you his tickets. In fact, we're just going to move out of New York because I know he's there. What I'm trying to say is money does not bring happiness. I've come to realize that it does not bring happiness. When I made that video, I was broke and sad. And now, I got a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of money. I got myself a hard drive. I got myself books, I guess. I didn't get anything. I got a monitor for Christmas. A new camera is on the way, but it's never going to hit until I actually fucking touch it. So it's not mine yet. Technically, I don't give a fuck about it. But I've only gotten this monitor. I've gotten some games and some records. I got records. I'm not going to act like I haven't gotten money. I got money, bro. I got a lot of shit this year. I'm not going to act like I haven't. I got a fucking weighted vest, nigga. Like, that's the coolest thing I bought this year. But that, it does not bring the happiness. It does not. It does not bring the happiness. The weighted vest is really cool, but right now, I'm not even using that, bro. Like, thank God it came with separate weights and I can take them out and put them in whenever I want. So I took them out and put them in a book bag and now I'm using that for shit, for laterals and shit. But, like, it doesn't bring happiness. It itself does not bring happiness. What I do with it brings happiness. I got this green screen this year. And I remember exactly when I got it. I got it when the single for that Nigo record came out. Tyler dropped the music video for Come On, Let's Go. Let me check out when it came out real quick. I got it whenever this shit came. 8 months ago. So I got it 2 months after I made the Money Isn't Everything video. In March. And it itself, me looking at it, it makes me happy, makes me smile, but like me doing things with it is going to make me happy because there's been so many things over my years to where I've bought things and then I just months later or years later, I look at it with disdain. Like, why the fuck did I buy it? I'm not doing anything with it. It's such a waste of fucking money. You know how many clothes I threw away this year just to buy new ones later on, but not bullshit ones. Some bullshit ones, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I got a Joy Division shirt and I got a Beatles shirt, but they're so tight that I don't even wear them. And it's winter. But I think that's just like my own internal thing I got going on. But like, I have all these fucking shoes. I barely wear them. I always switch around things when I'm wearing, like, with clothes, bro. I love these Britney Spears shirts. I wear them all the time. But like, I bought like five fucking sweaters like a month ago. I don't wear all of them. I'm wearing one right now. Like, yeah. But like, bro, I have like five of them. And I only wear like three for real. Like, I just be wasting money, bro. And I be trying to get my friend always, he doesn't always do this, but very recently, ever since Overwatch came out, if you don't know, Overwatch 2 is a freemium game. So it's free to play. But if you want cool skins and shit, you got to pay real money. So my friend's always coming to me going, oh my God, look at the shop today. Look at these skins. Man, I really want this Reinhardt skin. And I'm like, bro, don't do it because you're always going to want a Reinhardt skin. Next week, you're going to want another one. Then you're going to want a Mora skin. They're never going to stop making skins. So you're never going to be satisfied because there's always going to be shit. There was this one video I saw earlier this year when I was working on my hyper reality video. And my post, what's that shit called? Not hyper, well, I mean hyper reality, but like, no, it wasn't hyper. It was, but it was something else. Postmodernism. When I was working on my postmodernism video, there was this this animation I saw called, I guess it was called Capitalism, I guess, the Rat Race, whatever. And it was this guy, and he was sad, lonely, you know what I'm saying, sad. It was all dark and cloudy. And he was watching TV, and he saw the new ad for the new iPhone 15. He's like, oh my God, I gotta get that phone. It's gonna make me happy. Oh my God, it looks so cool. I gotta get it. He runs out to the store super happy, super excited. And then he buys it. So fucking happy. He walks outside holding his iPhone 15, so fucking happy. And then he sees a billboard for the iPhone 16. And he's like, fuck, man, I gotta get that one. This one sucks, man. Everybody got the new one. I gotta go get that. And then he goes get that one. And then the 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 21. By the time he gets home, it's like the fucking 30 came out. So he just orders all of them. Like, it never stops. Technology is so fast these days that the motherfucker never stops. The technology is so goddamn fast, bro. It's so fast. It upgrades so quickly, bro. Yes, I know these consoles come out every 8 years, but look how fast graphics has gotten, bro. Look how fast it's gotten. It's insane. It's insane how good graphics has gotten to where Have you seen the Unreal Engine 5 shit? I know there's not many games for it yet, but if you see like Fortnite got Unreal Engine 5 now. The newest update just came out with Unreal Engine 5.1. And holy fuck, bro. The new nanite technology, no pop-ins. No pop-ins. Think about PUBG in 2017 and then look at Fortnite right now. No pop-ins, bro. Bro, even Sonic has pop-ins now, bro. But for like Epic is going crazy with their Unreal Engine for Spoken. That demo just came out. I'm not gonna play it, but I'm sure it looks great. The trailer looked great. Final Fantasy 16 looked great. Nigga, God of War looks great. Even in 2018, no loading screens was fucking insane for its time. And now, like, so many games are just doing that now. Dark Souls. I didn't even realize this, but Demon's Souls has no loading screens, bro. It loads when you're opening the door. That's why it has a long ass animation. Like, it's so fucking cool. Oh, wait, actually, I'm stupid. You teleport between worlds. That's the fucking loading. But once you're in the map, it doesn't load. That big ass map, it does not load. Same with God of War, bro. I don't even think God of War even fades to black. Like, when I played the first one, I don't think it ever even faded to black. Maybe it's loading during the cutscenes. I know it's not. Like, when you're fast traveling, it's loading when, like, you go through the tree and shit. It just waits for you, like, when it's done loading, that's when the door pops up. That's why you're running across that wrong ass fucking line. Anyway, look, I'm going on a tangent. Money is everything. Money equals happiness. It is not, because I'm happy and I don't have money. I have a little something something, but once this camera comes out, I'm gonna record the video, and as I'm gonna it's gonna hit for y'all that like the camera was $300. It's a Canon Rebel EOS T1000. It was $300 on sale. It was actually 400, but I got it on Black Friday. Cameras aren't $300. Like, good cameras aren't $300. They're like a thousand. And my nigga Mo, my friend told me to get a mirrorless camera. And so he's like, no, you don't want to get that old ass DSLR. Go get a mirrorless camera instead. Nigga, do you know how much a mirrorless camera is? He's telling me, he said, just save a little bit more. I don't have the money to, bro. Mirrorless cameras are at least 1500, bro. And I'm being nice there, bro, because all the ones I've seen were two fucking thousand dollars, bro. $2,000. Let me check up real quick. Let me look up mirrorless. Oh wow, this one's $600. Never mind. Oh, it's on sale for 1,000, nigga. It was on sale for 1,000. This one is 900 on sale for 1,600. This one's 500 on sale for 800. This shit don't even look like this shit looks horrible. Don't get yo. I don't know if y'all want to get that one. Look, the Canon EOS RP is 1,200 on sale for 1,400. Like, what do I look? Spending $1,400 on a camera where I could have just got the newest iPhone. I could have just got that instead. Like, that's crazy. But when this camera comes, I'm gonna show you guys that this $300 camera, I'm gonna do so much shit with it. I'm gonna utilize it to the best of its capabilities and then some. I'm gonna overclock the fuck out of that mirrorless camera, nigga. Bro, I watch 60 frames on my fucking 144 hertz monitor, and I'm happy as fuck, nigga. I'm playing Overwatch on console. I was playing it on PC at first, and it was going 120 to like 130. It was like keep, going between those. It kept flying up and down. But on console, I think the highest it can go is 60. But ain't nobody complaining. You know what I mean? Like, as long as I get to play fucking Overwatch, bro. Like, that's all it is. That's all it's about. That's all I wanted. You can't plug up your Xbox to a laptop, but you can plug it up to a monitor. I couldn't plug up my Switch to a laptop, but I can plug it up to a monitor type shit. So I'm just happy that I get to do these things. It's not about being humble or being like good with what you got. I'm not like Fantastic Mr. Fox out here, but I criticize that nigga for giving up. But the thing is, I'm not giving up. Mr. Fantastic Mr. Fox settled for less. Man, we gonna get into him. Give me a commercial break. He Miss Fantastic Mr. I made a video about man. I made a video about the Fantastic Mr. Fox, the movie, directed by Quentin Tarantino. No, I don't know who the fuck directed it. I know his name. No, I don't. You know, he made the Grand Budapest Hotel. He made the most recent one. He's really good with colors and shit. You know what I'm talking about? I just don't know his name because I don't watch movies like that. But anyway, I criticized that movie. I watched it with my friend, and then at the end, I got a foul taste in my mouth because the whole ride was awesome. I loved the ride. But at the end, they were trapped in a supermarket. Okay, let me tell you the story. Fantastic Mr. Fox, he's a fox. He hunts chicken. He eats and hunts and eats chicken, right? That's his thing. But in the modern world, that's looked at as dirty. You know, you have to conform and be a sophisticated animal. Well, not an animal. You have to be a sophisticated fox. But Fantastic Mr. Fox is like, no, I'm an animal. Like, this is just in my nature. This is what I do. I want to do this. But, you know, he found a woman and she was like, yo, I'm pregnant. So he's like, all right, we're going to stop doing this because if we keep on, we might get in trouble. We might get trapped. The humans are going to kill us. So I'm going to chill. I'm going to chill out. So he chilled out for like 12 years, you know, raised this kid and shit. And he was living underground. But he was like, you know what, man? I'm tired of living underground, bro. I'm tired of being a dirty old fox. I want to be a sophisticated fox. I mean, dirty old animal. I want to be a sophisticated fox. I want to upgrade because you told me to upgrade and the whole world told me to upgrade. We got to conform. So let's do that. I'm going to get a treehouse above the land so we can see all the cool shit. So he gets the treehouse. And then from his window, apparently he just lives right next to three farmers, three chicken farmers. And they're the baddest chicken farmers in that city. So, you know, he pushes his luck and hunts them down, and he keeps doing it. Eventually they all work together to get this fox. They cut down this nigga treehouse, blow up this nigga's land. They destroy that nigga. They start drilling into the underground, and he actually fucked up they flooded that place too. They flooded the fucking underground, all the tunnels and shit. So he fucked up the whole underground community. All his peoples got fucked up because he wanted to get a little greedy and be a sophisticated fox. And I actually lied in the beginning. I got it wrong. The whole world is not one to conform and be sophisticated. The whole world is telling him, you're just a dirty animal. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. And he was like, no, I want to upgrade. I remember it now, okay? So, you know, after that, everybody's like, dude, we're underground. This is what we're doing. We're animals. This is how our job is. And we're not trying to live over ground, bro. That's not what we do. We're animals. This is what we do. So he's like, damn it. You're right. And yada yada, I'm not gonna spoil everything. By the end, they realize that they can't win against the humans, so they sneak into a supermarket and they start living underground. But every once in a while, whenever they're hungry, they sneak into the supermarket at night and eat all the foods. And it's like, yeah, we're not hunting chicken, this is processed foods, but you know, it's something. You know, this isn't real juice, is processed, but it's something. As long as we're together, as long as we're a family. And that gave me a foul taste in my mouth because he gave up. He wanted to be a sophisticated fox, not a dirty animal. But at the end, he succumbed. He conformed to what everybody was telling him about, we're dirty animals. This is just in our nature. We just have to do that. So he did that, and then it ended with a fucking dance party, like Shrek or Shark Tale. You ever seen Shark Tale with that little at the car lot? You know what I'm saying? Bro, I had the DVD for that. Anyway, I didn't like that message, and it sounds like I'm trying to copy that message with what I'm saying about me not needing to have the most expensive, fancy shit to be happy. I want to be rich. I want to be at the top. But right now, it seems like I'm conforming to being broke. I'm conforming to this cheap shit. I'm conforming to this weak-ass DSLR. I'm conforming. But I don't think I am. I just think this is a stepping stone. This is just a part of the process. You have to work your way up there. I told my friend not to get that fucking skin because it's a never-ending cycle. It's not going to be like he buys the skin and then that's it. That's not his end goal. His end goal isn't to buy the skin. because there's so many fucking skins in that game. You're never going to run out of shit you want in that game. And that goes the same for stupid shit. Like, let's say I want a monitor, another one. I'd never run out of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at PCs right now. I really want a PC. Even though my laptop is pretty good, I'm always scared that this shit is going to blow up one day because, you know, it's a laptop. So, with a PC is so big, it's not like I'm not going to want another one. Plus, you can upgrade the thing. Yeah, maybe I get it and it comes with a fucking i5 and I want an i7 instead. Fine, let me just get an i7. But then the i9 comes out. Yeah, it's never going to end somewhat. But I think I'm practicing discipline when it comes to buying stupid shit. I don't eat candy. I don't go out to restaurants, like fast food restaurants. The corner store does EBT. I don't fucking get chips and shit like that. I don't eat candy and garbage and shit like that. I don't eat cake. I don't really do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink coffee every day, even though it seemed like something I should do. But even if I do, I'm getting a little cake house from Aldi's and not like getting a $10 latte from fucking Starbucks. I think I'm doing discipline. I think I'm doing really good with that. But I want to challenge myself by going to college and actually being fucking poor. But, you know, we'll figure that out when we get there. I'm disciplining myself by not staying up all night playing games. You know, I had this Xbox like in the darkest depths that I could not get to for a while. And I've just pulled it out. I know it's fucked up. Pulled it out for The Witcher 3, though. You know what I'm saying? That deserves something. But even though all these games are on my Xbox, even though I can look at this Xbox every day, even though this Xbox is right under my desk, even though the controller is right fucking there, I can just press the button and play the fucking game. I'm not right now. I'm recording a podcast for money. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, I could have did that shit. Or 2 days ago, I could have did that shit. Last week, I could have did that shit. But I didn't. I stayed up all night working on videos. And today I'm gonna stay up all night working on this script. You know what I'm saying? Like I think I'm doing good with this discipline shit. I'm not great at it. You know, to know is you know nothing. But I'm doing something. And that's better than fucking nothing, bro. Self-awareness does not mean shit if you don't do anything about it. Oh my God, I'm so crazy. Oh my God, oh, you break up with me? I'm gonna break your, I'm gonna smash your fucking car. Oh my, I'm gonna jail. Who cares? Oh my God, like, didn't do something about it, bro. Oh my God, I hate myself. Oh my God, I suck. I can't do this. I can't go outside. I'm alone. I'm shy. I'm shy. I can't do anything. I'm just an introvert. That's just who I am. That's just in my nature. No, don't fantastic Mr. Fox this shit, bro. You can change things. And if you don't want to change things, especially at this young age, you're never going to change it. Right now is the time to change. Because once you turn 30, you're not going to want to change, bro. Have you seen a 30-year-old's music playlist, bro? They don't have one. They listen to whatever's on the radio, nigga. They go to the old head station and that's it. They chill. And if they do have a playlist, then it's like the same fucking 10, 5, 15 songs over and over again. Because they're just cool with that. That's just how their brain is wired now. Their brain is they stop doing new shit. They're less inclined to do new shit. Once you get older, the less you are to do new shit. That's why old people don't fucking move, bro. They don't want to. They're old. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing for 30-year-olds. So just do it now while you're young, bro. Like, I don't know. I feel like niggas gotta like watch all that aesthetic movies that I'll be watching Call Me by Your Name, Meet Me in the Bathroom, Heaven Knows What. I'll be seeing all of this shit. I just saw Bones and all. I'll be watching these aesthetic teen dramas. You gotta watch these teen dramas, bro. I know it's all cringy and shit, but like watch Euphoria at least. Watch one of those fucking teen dramas because you're gonna look at it and be like, damn, man, like I wanna go out and do that shit. And you can. It's gonna make you realize that like this isn't no fucking fantasy. Like, these niggas don't got superpowers. They're just normal humans. This is a show. They're just doing normal human things. So you can go out and do those normal human things too, nigga. You can do the what ifs all you want, bro. What if you die today, bro? How about that, what if, bitch? I don't know. Look, I just hate when people don't like doing things because they always make up, like, shit in their head to why they shouldn't do those things. I understand, because, you know, everybody goes through it. But you gotta realize that this is all in your head, bro. Like, take some fucking acid and just chill out. Oh my God. I went on rant. I'm trying to fucking get this video out. I'm sorry, but I'm like, this episode might be 2 hours long. I'm gonna keep just rambling until I find something that I can expound on and write this script. Does money equal happiness? There are examples of rich people who get rich and they're incredibly depressed. Maybe they're lonely, they have no love, no friends. And there's also examples of rich people, and every time we see them, they're living their best life. I.e. Jeff Bezos, just always, he has a huge, have you seen his yacht? And like, if you look from the perspectives on Twitter, at least, it makes you want to be rich instead. It makes you want to be on the side of the rich people instead, because all the fucking poor people do, not poor, but all the normal people on Twitter, all they do is complain about rich people. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Taylor Swift planes, like Kylie Jenner jets, like, that's all they do. All they do is complain about rich people. And then when those rich people aren't as rich anymore or they're falling off, it's the greatest day of those niggas' lives, bro. The baby, Nikki. like, it's, I get it. You know, fuck rich people for existing. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I was in that boat too. But like, you ever like just look at yourself for a second and realize like it's a little fucked up? If you stay in that mentality, how are you gonna get out? You know what I mean? Like, surely you have to recognize and realize that no one who gets rich stays the same. Something changes in them. Because they essentially beat the game of life, or at least what they thought was the game of life. And now they're lost. They don't know what to do. Everything just clicked for them. It's so, bro, the lifestyle of parties, drugs, money, nightclubs, girls, fast cars, yachts, that shit looks very cool. Looks very tempting. And I'm sure everybody who wanted to be rich got rich because of that. But I hate to tell you, dude, it gets boring. And you don't have to listen to me because I'm not rich. I wouldn't know. But I'm just saying because everything gets boring. You know, like you got bored of that cheap ass nail polish. You wanted to get some more. Why wouldn't you think that rich people would get bored of rich shit? Especially like, look at Snoop Dogg. He's streaming and he's always going on these shows like Ellen and fucking Family Feud. He's always doing this random shit. You don't think that nigga got bored of rapping and just being rich and chilling and smoking all day? Don't you think he wanted to go outside and do something else? And that's why now he's doing all of this shit. Bro, I was playing UFC like 2 weeks ago. That nigga is a commentator. What the fuck? I was playing some special mode, like I was playing the standing bag mode where you can't get on the ground, and Snoop Dogg was the fucking commentator. And then I thought, like, wasn't Snoop Dogg also the commentator for Call of Duty Ghosts? It was like a DLC. Like, I'm sure he got bored at one point and decided, I want to do all this crazy shit. You don't think Kanye got bored of fuck? He said it. He said he got bored. In the life of Pablo, no more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. He got bored of it, bro. He don't want to do that bullshit anymore. He's fucking 40. That nigga's on his God tip now. Well, right now he's not on his God tip, but a year ago he was on his God tip. That's why I didn't like CLB. Not because the songs were bad, but just because like the whole rollout and who Drake is, the history, all of that shit. He's 30 years old talking about the same shit he was doing when he was 20 years old. That's just boring. How you start the album off about talking about your son and then start going on with the same old 20-year-old bullshit? Like, bro, you have a child. You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. That beat motherfucker playing Border Patrol, nigga. Like, come on. I was gonna say that, man. I was gonna say that tick tick. I was gonna say that line, but I'm not gonna do that. It's disrespectful. I don't even know 40 like that. But like I just hate complacency. I'm glad that I'm growing. I'm glad that this money equals happiness. I don't relate to it anymore. I'm glad that that's not me anymore. And from what I'm saying, I don't even want to stretch out the video even longer than it has to be. If you didn't know, the original Money Is Everything video was only 2 minutes long. It was 2 minutes, 30 seconds long. And I guess I can just make this just as long. Just refute every point. I'm going to record in the snow. So what I need to be out there for an hour, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it felt good. It felt good getting this shit off my chest. I'm excited. I'm excited to get this video done. I think I'm gonna do really good with it. But it's not gonna come out until the exact time that the first one came out. So like in January, that's when I started that series. So I'm gonna do it in January. But right now I'm just gonna work on other shit. I wanted to do an EP, an album. I made like six songs this month. I want to make more. There's nothing to talk about, bro. It's been long enough. This has been X-Lark. I'll see you later.